You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
In our usual year-end special, we look back at 2021's most popular makan recommendations. So which local delights got you talking and eating this year? Here's your top 10.
Number 10, Charcoal Grill Pork Belly Satay from Geylang Lorong 29 Charcoal Fried Hokkien Mee at East Coast Road. Recommended by Awfully Chocolate's Lindley.
Easties will know this guy is the charcoal specialist, right? Mm-hmm. So fried Hokkien Mee.
Yes, carrot cake and oyster omelette are great too.
But I just noticed when I was last there that he has taken the store next door to sell satay.
Yes, yes.
So what caught our eye was the $1.50 pork belly satay. And I thought it was worth every cent. The peanut sauce is milky creamy with a dollop of pineapple for that extra tang. But this fella is like 2-3 times the size of a normal satay stick. It's like a rectangle, okay? That's how big it is.
Beautifully grilled over charcoal.
You can bet when he's charring his pork belly satay, yep, that the charcoal taste is there.
Okay, so while we're getting our Hokkien Mee fix, we should also definitely order their charcoal grilled pork belly satay from the stall next door.
At 396 East Coast Road, Lorong 29, Geylang Charcoal Fried Hokkien Mee.
Number 9, Mongkok Dim Sum and Beef Hor Fun at Upper Bukit Timah. Recommended by Summer Hills Chef Anthony Yeo.
I believe it's a branch of the famous one in Geylang.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do beef hor fun that Geylang is famous for. It's pretty good, especially for a takeaway. What I like is that it has the wokhae, you know, that smokiness. So they get that right.
Yeah.
What I was surprised by as well is the dim sum. I really like the fried shrimp dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
And what really impresses me is that 20 minutes later, when I get home, open it up, it's actually still really crispy and hot. And the filling is nice. It's a little bit creamy.
Mm.
So really holds up well to traveling, which is one of the things I look out for when I'm doing a takeaway.
Okay, what else?
Their chee cheong fang. They make it fresh. And the char siu one was nice. They've got pork rib. They've got prawn. And then they've got youtiao as well. So I would definitely recommend the char siu one. That's really good.
Yum.
And they open late as well.
Okay, so where again can we get all those yummy things you just mentioned?
Mongkok Dim Sum at Cheongjin Nam Road, opposite Beauty World.
Number 8, Dunman Char Siu Wonton Mee, Eunos Crescent Branch. Recommended by OG Lemak's Chef Shen Tan.
I remember going too as a young girl.
Yes.
And so I bought a plate and it was just the same, exactly the same as 30 years ago.
I had no idea they had a branch apart from their original Dunman Food Center stall. This Eunos branch is run by one of the sons and he really delivers with his family's crazy chili sauce.
It's delicious.
It is that burn.
Well, I don't think it's burn only. I am able to discern the various levels of flavor.
This one is a little more complex.
Yes.
And there's a certain nostalgic taste about it, like the noodles are also very special.
Quite cute, but not very alkaline tasting, which I enjoy.
Yes, because they have their noodles specially made by one factory and it's thicker than the usual wonton mee and very springy. Oh, and their wontons are also very old school.
Skin and meat.
Yeah, literally that. They're really small but mighty dumplings.
He probably makes 60 in a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it and good value for money.
That's Chef Shen Tan's recommendation for the famous Dunman Char Siu Wonton Mee. And the branch we've been talking about is located in the Kopitiam at Block 7 Eunos Crescent, open for breakfast and lunch only.
Number 7, Lim Po Fresh Fruits Rojak at Joochit Place.
Unique Malaysian style fruit rojak, which tastes very different from the local version most of us are used to. Carefully curated seasonal fruits are the main ingredient. Pineapples have to be just on the brink of ripeness. Mangoes have to be green. Fresh mainstays also include bangkuang, turnip, and Japanese cucumber. When in season, jambu or rose apple and guava. The sauce is cooked over a slow fire for about an hour to achieve a thick consistency. Prawn paste is specially imported from Penang. Then brown sugar and asam paste are added to balance out the flavors. A dash of lime juice, a spoonful of crushed peanuts, and chili sauce made from red chilies and chili powder party are also added to the slow-cooked prawn paste. Crispy deep-fried toppings are added. Youtiao, fish skins, and prawn fritters from the Ngoh Hiang stall next door. It was a texture and flavor free for all. And for an entry-level rojak eater like myself, this was perfect. This was a sweeter, lighter rojak that was gentle to the senses. Check out Lim Po Fresh Fruits Rojak at 64 Joo Chiat Place.
Number 6. Ole Ole Bumbu Lontong at Marine Terrace. Recommended by Ice Kalim's Gail Leong.
Actually, I will only eat the lontong from this store. How do you not like rice cakes doused in sayur lodeh? It has got the right amount of lemak.
Yep.
They don't skimp on the spices.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky, you get wedges of nangka they put in there.
Oh yes, that's quite an unusual ingredient.
And then it's topped with serunding.
Spicy, toasty coconut sambal.
You have to order the pagadel.
Yes, I love those potato patties.
Let it soak in all the gravy. Add a dollop of sambal, alright?
Right. I mean, you gotta have the heat, extra umami from the sambal.
And you have to take a bite of everything at one go.
I love
and
it.
And then the flavors kind of like explode in your mouth. Whatever you do, go before 11 a.m.
Oh.
They will probably be sold out by noon. So go eat my favorite lontong ever. It's at Marine Terrace Market and Food Center. It's called Ole Ole Bumbu, and the unit number is 01307.
Number 5. 31 Heng Heng Barbecue Sambal Stingray at Newton Food Center. Recommended by Little House of Dreams, Audrey Lee.
It's the best stingray I've had so far.
Mm.
For me, it's got to be the sambal sauce.
Okay. Why?
It is so delicious.
Uh-huh.
It's not overly spicy that it takes away the flavor of the sambal.
Yep.
But it has a great balance of enough spiciness and flavor.
Mm.
And it is also so good when I mix it with rice.
Yum.
So together with some of the chincaluk that they provide.
Oh man, that is such a great combination. You have that smoky, earthy umami sambal for the stingray, and it's just mouth-wateringly lifted by the funky, salty, tangy chincaluk or fermented krill.
Mm. You know, I can finish the whole plate of stingray with rice, huh?
Ah.
By myself.
Why not? So once again, Audrey, for barbecue seafood, especially stingray, your choice is
stall number 31 called Heng Heng
at Newton Food Center.
So yeah, drop by.
Number 4. Imbian Wahyu Soup Buntut at Kelantan Road. Recommended by the fabulous baker boy Juanda Hasim.
Oxtail soup.
Ooh.
It's clean tasting so that you can taste the beef.
Ah.
They serve it the way my mom serves it, with chili ketchup sambal with sweet soy sauce.
Yeah.
It's balanced out. A little bit of salt or lime.
So it tastes just like home.
And one thing about when you eat this with the soup and the meat, and when you're sucking the marrow or the collagen off the bones, and you dip it into this ketchup manis sambal, and then you eat with the rice, it's really good. They have this other kicker dish there.
Oh yeah?
It's the sambal.
Right.
And she grinds this mount on this pestle and mortar, which is like a size of maybe a 10-inch plate, and the chili comes down into the bowl.
Ooh.
So it's constantly on the move. When people want it, she puts some more on and she keeps grinding. The flavor is 10 upon 10.
Wow, gotta try. Sambal and soup buntut from where again?
Impian Wahyu. They move now to Block 28, Kelantan Road.
Number 3. Chuan Sing Mei Shi Laksa at Mayflower Food Center. Recommended by Irene Ang.
When you go there, there's only one laksa store with like super long queue. You cannot change anything. You cannot ask to add anything. Only the noodle or bihun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can tell him. The standard order is 2 slices of tau pork, fish cake, tauge. It's nothing extraordinary. It's really old school. Like he's been doing this same thing for the last 40 years of his life. But what is really nice is really lemak, but not too coconutty.
Oh,
it's rich. It's got everything. You know, the kind of food that you feel so satisfied, but it's not too much. It's just so old school and so nice. It reminds me of like primary school kind of laksa.
Yeah.
And once a week, I must have it.
So once again, you can get your nostalgic laksa fix from Chuan Sing Mei Shi, Unit 0126, Mayflower Food Center.
Thank you, dear.
Number 2. La Porpo Ayam Geprek in Jalan Besar. Recommended by Artichoke's Chef Bjorn Shen.
The most amazing ayam goreng, in my opinion. I've had it multiple times now.
Mm-hmm.
And they do ayam goreng in the form of either ayam penyet.
Yep.
Or ayam geprek.
Ooh.
Both of them are fried chicken. Ayam penyet is where you smash the chicken and you put the sambal on the side.
Yep.
Ayam geprek is where you smash the chicken and then you smother the sambal on top of the chicken, and you might even dash it in further into the fibers of the chicken. And the sambal, the spiciness and the flavor is slightly different with the ayam geprek. Now, I thought I liked the ayam penyet before.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness, the ayam geprek was on another universe altogether. It is all already the best fried chicken in Singapore for me. And this just, oh my goodness, blew my mind all over again.
Wow, my mouth is watering just thinking of that crispy fried chicken and spicy sambal. Two types some more.
Check out La Porbo at 29/31 Jalan Besar.
Number one, Loyang Wei Big Prawn Noodles, recommended by MasterChef 2021 Derek Cheong.
So I'm a very huge fan of prawn noodles because I love the flavor and the intensity of the broth. And the trick is to use a mix of prawn shells as well as pork. Yeah, you gotta fry the shells, and the prawn head is where the most of the flavor is from. You gotta caramelize it real hard, veggies, spices, and then pork ribs. Let it simmer for very, very long and extract all the flavor out. Very, very, very nice umami broth.
So how do you order your prawn noodles?
I'll always order the most expensive serving. I want the big prawns. Yellow meat, dry, no ketchup. I like a little bit of heat, and of course with a bowl of soup at the side.
Yeah, that's the best combo.
It is located at 64 Loyang Way, and it's called Loyang Way Big Prawn Noodle.
For more delicious details, visit our Gold 905 Facebook page and download the podcast on the free Me Listen app, where you'll find the upsized top 10 best eats. And as always, here's to a heartier, happier, makan-filled new year. Season's eatings.
Gold 905 Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.
Hey, help me out with this puzzle. The clue is a location that all new homeowners should visit.
New homeowners. It must be the Furniture Mall at 10 Toh Guan Road. A one-of-a-kind, one-stop destination for interior design, furniture and furnishing.
Oh yeah, they have monthly promotions, free gifts and lucky draws.
They also house 30 stores and over 50 brands.
I'm going there with my wife this Sunday. Where is it again?
The Furniture Mall is at 10 Toh Guan Road. See you there.